Hello everyone. In this video I'm going to teach you how to read the media and pass the regime. Now I wish this video was not necessary, but from the hundreds of comments I see every day, apparently it is. Many of you, it seems, are fundamentally unable to pass what we call the regime. That is, which direction are the powers that be moving at any given moment. So I'm going to explain a number of key lessons here, and hopefully more of you will be able to pass the regime after I've finished. So the contents are, first we're going to look at the rules of the regime. Second, we're going to look at the relationship between the media and the regime. Then I'm going to give you one simple trick to read the media. Then I'm going to map out all of the different outlets, or many of the different outlets of the media, not all of which are created equal. Then I'm going to outline the most common mistake I see made by rightists all the time. I'm going to show how the regime can contain any genuine dissident energy. And then we're going to have a look at a case study of the prospect of Donald Trump winning the election later this year, because I think, spoilers alert, that the regime is gearing up for another Trump presidency, and it's not really that subtle. So on that topic, what are the rules of the regime? Well, the first thing is that the regime never plays 4D chess. Now, 4D chess is a popular among the kind of conspiracy crowd. They think, well, you know, it'll make you think it's going one way and then it will go another, you know, as a kind of stratagem, false flags, all this sort of stuff. No, regime never plays 4D chess. It always basically ends up doing what it says it will. And it always signals its intentions, always. It always primes its audience. That is, it signals and telegraphs well in advance what is going to happen so that everybody watching at home can prepare mentally for that new reality. Now, occasionally, in fact, quite often, things don't always go as the regime plans, and they have to change course in some way so they can memory hole all the things they said at will. And in fact, there's a huge cavalcade of different stories that were huge in the moment that have since been pretty much memory holed. Let me just name some from the time I've been doing this channel. Do you remember the whole ordeal that they put Brett Kavanaugh through when he was being, at the hearings before he was sworn in as a Supreme Court judge? You know, they accused him of rape. They brought in that woman, there was all of that theater around Brett Kavanaugh, all memory hold, all forgotten about, never talked about again. Or what about the whole deal with COVID-19 vaccines? This was the most important thing in the world. Everybody must get it, etc. And then one day, early last year, or 2 years ago now, 2022 it was, just before the Ukraine war broke out between Russia and Ukraine, dropped. I remember them saying, oh, the NHS aren't going to offer it anymore. Oh, that's that then. Last 2 years, it must have been a dream or something, but just gone. Their capacity to do that is astonishing, and they will do it again, and they'll do it again and again, because people have short memories, so it doesn't really matter what was said a year ago or 2 years ago or even 6 months ago. So these four rules must be maintained at all times. Never plays 4D chess, always signals its intentions, always primes its audience, can memory hole at will. Okay. What is the relationship between the media and the regime? Well, first, the media signals the regime's intentions. And, as I just talked about, it primes the regime's audience. So those two things, what is the regime going to do? And what is going to happen? What is the new reality going to be in a month's time, 2 months' time, 3 months' time? And it constantly does those two things, signals intentions, primes the audience for what's going to happen. And the reason it does that is pretty simple. You know, the regime is not centralized. I mean, it does have some central command and control structures, but for the most part, it is not. So there needs to be something that lets all the little nodes in the regime know what to expect. Otherwise, you'd have chaos. So it does need these mechanisms to let everybody know what's going to happen. Okay. A very good example of signaling and priming was actually before the 2020 elections. I remember watching it on the BBC and on Sky News and on CNN. They told the audience exactly what would happen. They said Trump is going to get a lot of the votes early on, but then a whole load of votes are going to come in from Democrats late on, and Trump is going to claim there's fraud. And that's exactly what happened. I watched it happen in real time, and so did you. We all watched it happen, and they told us that's how it would happen. And then they spent the next 2 years saying Trump is lying. Baseless allegations, baseless. How many times do you see the word baseless? Told us exactly what was going to happen. It primed the audience for it. And then it told you to your face that what you just saw, you know, that what happened in the 2020 election was a free and fair election. That's what they told you. Third, the media focuses on what the regime wants you to focus on. And this is just very simple stuff, really. What about that story a while back where there was people coming out of the tunnels of New York? That was a story for about a day, and then it moved on to something else. But it really, really wants you at the moment to think about Taylor Swift. Can't move at the minute for mention of Taylor Swift. She won a Grammy. She's, you know, there's a conspiracy theory about her. She secretly wrote this book. I mean, just this past week, I've had to listen to normie radio. You know, I get the news bulletins basically when I'm in the car. And the number of times Taylor Swift has been mentioned is a pretty strong signal that the regime wants you to focus on Taylor Swift for some reason. Okay. The media also ignores what the regime does not want you to focus on. So, like I said, the tunnel people in New York, it didn't want you focusing on that. Who did want you to focus on Taylor Swift? This is not difficult stuff. This is kind of like really basic stuff I'm outlining, but it is necessary, unfortunately, as I see in the comments every single day. And it will, and even after I make this video, you're still all going to make the same mistakes over and over again. It's like banging your head against a brick wall. Anyway, let us move on to the next thing. Here's my one simple trick to read the media. And this is basically you stick in a bunch of search terms into Google. So on this, in this example, Trump poll black voters, right? What is the media saying about black voters and Donald Trump at any one given moment? And then you click on the news tab. Do you see that news tab there? And it will come up with all of the regime approved sources. So you can see the BBC, MSNBC, The Guardian, and Al Jazeera there. And you can see that the media really wants you to know that Trump is polling well with black voters and Biden is losing black voters. Now, there could be any number of reasons why the regime wants you to know this. It could be a kind of campaigning strategy for Biden, i.e. letting everyone know that Biden's struggling with black voters. So it's really important for black voters to turn out in South Carolina, for example, okay, it could be something like this, or it's a signal to all of the Democrat machine, get your act together. You know, black voters are going over to Trump, alarm bells, okay? But it could also be something even more simple, which is that we're gearing up for a Trump presidency and a lot of black people are going to vote for Trump in that election, which is what I think is happening, okay? So this is your one, and you can do it with any topic. You can try it now. Think about any of your favorite hot button topics, whack it into Google, hit the news tab, and you'll see at a stroke the direction that the regime is moving in, what the media is thinking. And it's not subtle. It really isn't. When you look at it this way, you can see issues on which the regime is walking lockstep, okay? And then you'll be able to see, well, here's one that looks different. Well, this is obviously a stray opinion piece by a journalist. This is obviously, you know, one rogue article somewhere, not on board with all the others. Well, you can ignore the ones that aren't all the same. On any given topic, you'll see that the vast majority of the articles will say the same, substantially the same thing. Okay. And I'll say more about the stray journalist or the opinion, the rogue opinion piece in a moment. But more or less, this method is foolproof. You can see what the media is saying on any given topic by whacking it into Google and hitting the news tab. So not all outlets of the media are created equal. Right at the top, it's very important for you to understand that the whole media, one of the reasons that all the media on any given day is saying the same thing is because the one kind of central command and control structure that the regime has, media-wise, are these two news agencies, Reuters and the Associated Press. These are two news wires that go through to all of the other, or every newsroom, every newspaper. They are connected to the AP wire and the Reuters wire. That's why I've called it Optimus Prime, okay? Now, one of the ways you can basically beeline to, quote-unquote, what the news is simply by following AP or Reuters yourself. And then you'll get kind of just the news, unadorned, typically not much of a spin one way or the other. Occasionally, there's a little bit of left-wingery in there. But more or less, you get the unadorned news from those two. All of the other outlets that I've listed here basically take that wire, whatever comes through that news wire, and they sling their own spin on it, right? You'll often see that the source of the information is the same, but all of the different outlets will just put their own slant on it or put their own headline on it, okay? Now, the outlets that are most closely aligned with the regime, i.e. the ones that can show you what the regime, quote-unquote, is thinking on any given topic, on any given day, are the top-line ones here. BBC News, CNN, The Times, that's the newspaper of record here in Britain, one of the oldest papers in the world. The New York Times, that's the newspaper of record. In America, the Financial Times, which has to be a bit more balanced because there's all the money men, read that one. The Economist, which has gone a little bit more shit-lib in recent years, but still, and Newsweek. Those basically are regime central. And one of the ways that I kind of pass what the regime is thinking is sometimes I'll just beeline to BBC, CNN, then maybe have a look at what Times and New York Times are saying, okay? Not the opinion parts. The opinion parts of the New York Times are a bit more, or a lot more liberal-leaning. But I'm just talking about the front pages, the headlines, okay? Because really, it's the headlines that give you the signals. What's happening, what the headlines say, okay? And we'll have a look more at how to read those in a moment. But really, those are the ones you should pay attention to there, okay? if the BBC is saying something or the CNN or CNN is saying something, that's a pretty sure indication that the regime is serious about it. Okay. And there are certain topics where you can really, really see regime thought, right? War is a good one. The war on Ukraine, the Israel stuff, you know, war in the Middle East. You'll see that the regime walks in lockstep on those sorts of issues. Doesn't matter if you're left or right. And the BBC, CNN, Times will follow whatever that top line is. Okay. So then we get the different kind of arms of the regime. Okay. Now, all of these are regime, but they're, like I said, they're not all created equal. And there's a whole tier of media that basically exists to create kayfabe storylines for the left, for the shitlibs. Okay, it's NPR News, MSNBC, Guardian, Washington Post, Atlantic, Time Magazine, CBS News, and there are a few other ones as well. Okay, there are a few other ones. And basically, these will lean into some of the crazier headlines sometimes. They'll go, you know, for example, on Donald Trump, they may have gone bigger on some of the trial stuff. I noticed, for example, that CNN and the BBC were pretty cagey around the trial stuff. They weren't really up for that. Whereas, of course, MSNBC, Guardian, they went for it big time. And that is because they are basically the outlets for left-wingers, left-wing fans, basically, of the left-wing fans of the regime. Cheerleaders of the Democrats, cheerleaders of Labour Party in this country. You know, they're all over these sorts of stories, okay? And then the kind of counterparts on the right, what I've called right containment here, you've got The Hill. I should have also put the Wall Street Journal there as well. Fox News, Telegraph, New York Post, National Review, Spectator, Daily Mail, and there's even more like The Sun and some of the trash tier tabloid papers in this country as well. They're all part of a kind of right containment complex. GB News a little bit as well. Probably at this point, somewhere like Breitbart. Breitbart may get away with being a bit edgier on some issues, but basically, Breitbart is part of the containment complex at this point. And they basically exist to do the same thing on the other side. And they also, like, for example, I noticed that the Daily Mail, if you open that today, one of the big headlines that you'll be hit with is Taylor Swift at the Grammys, Taylor Swift mania, right? So you'll notice that even in the right containment papers, you're still focused on the same things. Now, the angle may be different, but you're still basically focused on the same. All of these outlets are keeping you on the reservation in one way or the other, okay? They're trying to hook you into safe little issues, basically, that aren't going to really be a problem for the regime to deal with. And I think quote unquote woke is one of those issues that is containment. I did a whole stream with Scrump and Evelyn the other day, last week, which I would encourage you to go back and watch, on containment strategies. The one thing that all of these outlets don't want people doing, they don't want white people thinking of themselves in racial terms or in terms of a group identity. They don't want the focus to be on legal migration as a topic, as opposed to illegal immigration. You know, there's a whole bunch of issues that they don't want people going towards. They're quite happy with you thinking about kind of blue-haired feminists and transsexuals. And, you know, they're even happy with you thinking about small boats and illegal migrants and the border crossing at this point. In America, what they're not happy with is thinking about immigration as a whole, as an issue, and anything to do with race. They want you off that. Another thing that is a total no-go area for the right containment zone concerns those same people who were coming out of the tunnels in New York that I mentioned earlier on. Anything to do with them, and that is not kosher either. And then below them, we have the trash tier. The Daily Beast and the Daily Wire, which are kind of two cheeks of the same ass. Just on different, and they're the kind of trash tier shit lib and right containment outlets. There's the Independent, which was a formerly respectable newspaper, but now is entirely run by sub 90 IQ interns. There's the Huffington Post, which is again, I guess that the people who get rejected for work experience, the Independent, go on to work for the Huffington Post. There's the Vox, Jacobin, Mother Jones, and there's more. I also see Rolling Stone, which used to be a music magazine, come up in that, would be a trash tier publication as well. And they create a lot of noise in the system, I would say. Almost everything created by the trash tier is noise. Noise, distraction, rubbish. 9 times out of 10. Okay. So let's carry on. So I completely ignore those. When I'm trying to pass the regime, I want to look at the regime central 9 times out of 10. And then if I want to see what the establishment right or left is saying, I'll go to the others. But I ignore the trash tier entirely. Okay. But the trash tier and the right containment zones are important because, we'll get to that in a second, actually. We'll get to that in a second. Because first, I want to give you the number one most common mistake made by rightists. And that is, the Libs of TikTok is a very good example. But it is done all the time by a lot of these right containment outlets. The first thing that will happen is that a right containment outlet will find the most insane, outlandish statement made in a shit lib or a trash tier publication, and then it blows this up and highlights it. I'll give you an example. So if you look here, let's say in this country, The Guardian, right? The Guardian has a lot of very left-wing voices writing for it. Not just Owen Jones, but, there could be an article by the comedian Stuart Lee or something like this. And some of the more kind of batshit left-wing thought will be in The Guardian. And then typically, somebody like Libs of TikTok or Daily Wire or whoever will grab a hold of a headline like this and they'll blow it up and they'll highlight it and they'll laugh at it and they'll draw attention to this kind of crazy thing that's said by the left winger. Every other right containment outlet then reports on that as well, because they've seen it there. They've seen it in the Daily Mail, or they've seen it on Ben Shapiro or whatever. Oh, they've seen Libs of TikTok tweet it out. So they want to highlight it too. And every online influencer, then many of my mutuals, for example, enhance the story more and they share it and they comment on it and it goes round and round and round. And so suddenly you've got a story out of nothing. Okay. You had it. There was no story. And now there's a story. Okay. And in fact, there were sometimes, even in the worst cases, they were manufactured stories. I mean, I mentioned Ben Shapiro, one of the absolute nothing manufactured stories that Shapiro created back in the day was Ben Shapiro is going to talk at a university. They're trying to shut it down. They're trying to cancel it. Instant story all across the right-wing press. Whereas when you actually look into it, 9 times out of 10, it was a nothing story. I've even seen people I like Peter Hitchens, engage in this sort of thing. And there's a lot of fakery in those sorts of stories because they're kind of puff culture war nonsense type things, okay? But anyway, they've created a story out of nothing. And then this story, what happens in the kind of manufactured storyline by the containment right is mistaken for the regime's line, when in fact it's just some random shitlib, 9 times out of 10. And the entire Libs of TikTok account is just this over and over again. if you look on libs of TikTok, they will highlight some insane, you know, blue-haired feminist saying something. That's blown up, and then what that person is saying is mistaken for what the regime's line on the topic is. And the regime's line is often something else, or, you know, the regime can be a lot more moderate than these kind of more insane people who are highlighted. Not always, but often. But this is kind of sensationalism, and it's clickbait engagement, and it's story creation, and it's how the entire right-wing influencer space works, unfortunately. But you've got to kind of have your head switched on to see through a lot of it. Libs of TikTok, I've highlighted here, because that account is particularly bad for it. If you have a look, they were caught out this week. Something chronic, though. They shared a quote-unquote white person, you know, hating on their fellow whites, but cropped out a certain necklace that person was wearing. Necklace had the Star of David on it. So let's carry on. So the other thing I wanted to mention really quickly before we do our case study is the way that anything genuinely popular, anything dissident, anything that, you know, might maybe even slightly troubling to the regime is very quickly contained by this machine, by the kind of containment right machine. Here's a good example. This Oliver Anthony, do you remember he did that song, Rich Men North of Richmond? Basically like a standard country song about a poor man lamenting the fact he has to work for rich men and all this sort of stuff. Conservatives went crazy over it in an absolute cringe fest. I ignored it at the time and then, you know, pointed out that it was cringe of people to really get so excited by this at the time, but that's what happened. Then he came out and said that he's not right-wing, he's not conservative, you know, fuck you, basically. A lot of conservatives then disavowed him, you know. But look at what's happened. What happened to Oliver Anthony? He's now on the Daily Wire sharing, negotiating a shared vision and taking a leap of faith with Jordan Peterson. So Anthony Oliver now, or Oliver Anthony, you know, after that brief episode that made him blow up in fame, he has now been co-opted by the regime. He is now just another kind of talking head in this kind of grift sphere. Brilliant. And it's just lapped up by the same people he told to do one just a few months back. Now he's sitting in front of you, you know, gobbling up the shekels with the rest of the crew on the Daily Wire. Okay. And this is how containment happens in real time, but it doesn't matter because nobody has a memory at all. So I'm going to have a look at a case study now for Trump 2024. And this is basically what happens if you type in Trump 2024 into Google and hit the news tab. And you'll have a look, you know, there's lots of different things that come up there. Notice that GB News is included. That means the GB News is accepted onto the news tab of Google, showing some degree of regime approval. The Hill is there, BBC, Financial Times, Daily Mail. Okay, so we've got three containment right sources and two BBC ones. And you'll see that the BBC one tries to take a neutral headline, but it does mention that Donald Trump has a strong lead in the polls of New Hampshire. That's an old headline, okay? Financial Times asks, could anti-Trump warnings backfire? So they're basically setting up for the fact that the kind of hysterical anti-Trumpism of the Democrats and of Joe Biden has alienated middle-of-the-road voters. This was 3 weeks ago, okay? Labour's Chris Bryant MP admits Trump U-turn after calling for ex-president's arrest. So you know, a left-wing MP has U-turned on Trump. Biden trails Trump by 20 points on handling of the economy, says the Hill. Joe Biden falls to 16 points behind Trump. And you can see that basically all the headlines are signaling that Trump is going to be the president. He's going to be the president again. And all of these outlets are basically preparing their audiences for the fact that Trump is going to be the president again. Financial Times, they've written him off. Can Joe Biden beat Donald Trump again? So, you know, asking the question. Here's a little trick, by the way, that I was taught once by journalists. I happen to know a few journalists back in the day. And that is that if you ever see a question in a headline, in a newspaper, the answer is always no. If they ask a question, the answer is always no. Okay. So asking, can Joe Biden beat Donald Trump again? The answer is no. Yeah, once you know that, you can kind of see a lot of, you know, the hidden messaging in journalism. The Guardian view on a Trump second presidency, things could only get worse. So the important thing there is not that the Guardian thinks the things will get worse under Trump. Of course, they're the Guardian. Of course, they're going to say that. It is that they're gearing up for a second Trump presidency. Reuters, Trump's election A-team, lean, mean, and largely unseen. Independent, a quarter of Britons want Donald Trump to return to the White House. Now, what was really interesting about that story is that if you read it, most people in that poll, because this was a UK poll, and the UK is a kind of gay country, as we all know, most people in the UK want Joe Biden to win the election. God knows why, but they do, right? Something like 45% of people wanted Biden. But what the independent led with was a quarter of Britons want Donald Trump to return to the White House. And the picture is Trump. It is signaling that Trump is going to be the president again. Guardian, a revenge term, what another 4 years of Trump would look like. Trump would not reappoint Powell as Fed chief. Trump will remain on the Illinois ballot. Trump warns of a nightmare future for the Biden warns of a nightmare future for the country if Trump should win again, and lists the reasons why. U.S. 2024 U.S. election. No court can stop Trump from becoming president. So you can see that it doesn't really matter where you turn. The signal, loud and clear, from the regime is that Trump is going to be the president again. Now, I think there are all sorts of reasons why they want Trump to be the president, by the way. I think, you know, you can read my articles on that. But this is just one example of how to pass what the media are doing. You know what the media are like when they're all in on a story the other way, for example, right? 2020 election. No, baseless. You know, Biden won. Biden's going to win. Trump is behind. Trump is a loser. All of those headlines went in that direction at that time. Okay. The Kavanaugh story is another example. COVID, Ukraine. You know when the regime is walking lockstep on an issue, and when they're signaling strongly what's going to happen, okay? And it doesn't matter what it is or whether it's true or not. You know, Vladimir Putin has cancer, for example, was one that I remember basically every outlet ran with. Because they can always memory hole it after the fact, right? Right now, the regime is signaling strongly that Trump is going to be the president. And you can see here that this guy on Twitter clearly has taken some academic agent classes, and he can pass what's going on. He says the regime wants Trump and is quietly letting you know. So in November, it's not a shock. The question is whether once in power, he has the balls to go full dark MAGA, or if he cucks and folds like he did in the first term. Well, that remains to be seen. I have a theory that certain people in Israel and elsewhere want Trump to be the president. I also have a theory that the system needs Trump to be the president to bring people back into the system so that white boys can die in their wars. All I know is that even aside from that, let's pretend that wasn't my thesis at all. Even aside from that, looking at the headlines, it's all signaling there's going to be a Trump presidency soon. And they're telling people this on television, right? MSNBC is using their airtime to let its viewers know that Trump is probably going to be the president, okay? And that is how to read the media and pass the regime. Let me know if you have any questions in the show notes. I think what I'm going to do is, because this is quite an important topic, any questions I get, whether if people want to send super chats, they can, because this will air as a premiere. But you can also just write in the comments. I think I'm going to do a special stream where I go through and answer as many questions as I can. If you view this on Twitter, I'll have a look over there as well. All right. Hopefully this was useful. It took a bit longer than I was hoping, but you know, it's necessary. I will be back later on for Cigar Stream, and I may also do that special stream later on today as well. We have to see how it pans out, getting my car fixed. You know, and I have to go and deal with a mechanic in a second. I'll remind everybody, do buy my courses at the academic agency. Most importantly of all, though, get out.
Academic Agency.